Daniel McCartan here for Bronx Pinstripes with Gene Stick Michael, former shortstop and everyman for the New York Yankees, World Series champion coach. So what is we're here at a Mint Pros event. What is the coolest part about being here and interacting with all the fans here?
It's always fun talking to the fans. You know, I'm away from them most of the time during the year, but, you know, sometimes old timers' days and different events, I come back, I get a chance to mingle and hear what they have to say. They can tell me things about I did when I was a player. Some of them they're old enough,
yeah.
And I can't remember playing some of the games. I can't remember what what went on in those games.
Mm-hmm. So the Yankees have a tradition of Old Timers Day here every year. They bring all their alumni back. What are some of your fondest memories of the Old Timers Day game?
Some of the funny stories Mickey and Whitey used to tell are probably the best.
Which are?
They used to tell some funny stories about what the old timers did, you know, and some things they said. Mickey used to talk about some of the things, him being so naive, about how he caught a ball and he kept running. Billy was trying to get the ball from him, and he wouldn't let him. He said, "No, I caught it." Mine. Well, two runners tagged up and scored, and they lost that game. Mickey tells a bunch. He used to tell a bunch of stories, but a lot of the old timers have funny stories to tell. There are all these Yogi Berra stories to tell.
Yeah, Yogi Berra is quite the character. Do you have some Yogi Berra story?
I remember one that, this is an actual true one. We were in Joe Torre's office about 12 years ago. And here comes the media, and we stepped outside, and Yogi and I started talking about old baseball. I was talking about it, what it was like in Akron, Ohio, when I grew up in Kent and that area there playing baseball. And I was telling him about we didn't have Little League, and this came in. He was talking about his brothers, how he had one brother that could play any position. Another brother was better than all of them. And then the one brother, he says, talked his father into letting Yogi play baseball. And after he mentioned these brothers, I said, "Yogi, how many brothers do you have?" He said, "Four, counting me." And that was a true story. That was one that I know that was Yogi.
Oh, I love Yogi Berra, too. So you, as GM, you assembled the pieces of the puzzle. You assembled the Pettit, Jeter, Posada, and traded for top prospect O'Neill, Rivera. But you never really actually got to see it all play out. Do you have any hard feelings, or is that just you look at that as your guy, your setup?
There were some nice pieces that got involved there, but I really didn't assemble it. The scouts signed these guys. I think I helped keep the right players. I think we got a little lucky in the trades we made. We didn't trade the ones that really were going to be a part of this ball club. So we got a little lucky with that. Then we got lucky with another thing, too. The health of the player. The players that we kept stayed healthy for a long time. Mm-hmm. If you remember, you know, Bernie and O'Neill and Derek and Mariano and Posada. Who would ever last as long as these players lasted? So we got lucky with the health of the player, too. So, you know, sometimes you get a little bit of a run and things fall in place. So there was a lot of luck involved there.
So you've been up and down the Yankee organization as player, all the way up to senior advisor. You've been a scout. Do you have, like, a favorite role, favorite Yankee role, or is it all just one after the other?
I like managing, except I couldn't manage for George. George is in my office too much. As the general manager, it was different. We argued, but it didn't become clumsy or cumbersome.
Right.
It was something I could live with, and we could separate our difficulties, and we could go ahead and make our way. As a manager, he was in my office too much. He was too familiar with me, and he would come into the thing. He would come into the clubhouse and change things before I even got to the ballpark. We had too many disagreements that way. But I remember some good things about it. I remember the meetings in Tampa. Over and over, we'd have meetings and we'd go to Malio and have stone crabs and things like that. There were a lot of good things that happened and a lot of good memories in the meetings that we had.
Very cool. So just to kind of wrap this up, the Yankees have been making, obviously the trade deadline just passed, the Yankees have been making a lot of moves, Brian Cashman, a lot of moves. Could you just speak to, you know, put on your scout hat and speak to the talent they've acquired in these deals?
Well, I like what they did. I really do. I think I looked at a lot of the video of the players we've received. Mm-hmm. I like them. I think we had to do it because I don't think we were good enough.
Yeah.
I know we could have maybe made a little tiny run, maybe gotten close, but I would doubt it. So I think we did the right thing in making our move to get these players and our people, the scouts, and the services from Brian's office. I think they did a good job.
Is there one particular player you're most excited to see?
No, I've seen a lot of them on video, but Frazier comes to mind. I like him, and I like the pitcher, Heller, and Torres, the shortstop. You got to like them all. Fireson, I haven't seen him. Fireison, I haven't really seen enough. But I liked what I saw with Heller's fastball, the movement, and Torres playing shortstop. Excuse me. And Frazier hitting, I like what I see. I like Frazier a lot.
Very cool. All right, well, Gene Stickmichael, give the camera a shot of your World Series ring over here. That's awesome.
That's the last one we won.
That's it. 09. All right, well, Danielle McCartan here for Broncos Pinstripes. Gene Stickmichael, thank you so much, and thanks for your insight into all this.
Thank you.